Hello, my name is Chris Maudie Fields Figueredo. I'm the Executive Director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center, and this is my January 2023 thought leadership piece, A Wish for 2023. A new year often offers an opportunity to reset, a fresh start, and hope for what lies ahead. Many of us take the opportunity at the beginning of the year to reflect, create resolutions, or set intentions to pave the way forward. I have struggled starting 2023. I've done all the things that I normally do, reflect, set intentions, anticipate the year ahead. I've gone through all the emotions, but I'm stuck. I haven't been able to take the step forward and settle into the new year. Perhaps it's because how it already feels so much like the years before. More erosion of democracy, more climate disasters, more unrest. The violence of the last week alone in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay targeting Asian communities, coupled with the releasing of the footage of the cruel and unnecessary murder of Tyree Nichols, makes it hard to move forward. We have a gun violence and police brutality crisis in America and are constantly met with inaction and lack of accountability. Families should be safe celebrating Lunar New Year. Farmers should be safe at work. And Tyree should be alive, skateboarding and raising his son. It's hard not to be enraged, despondent, and numb. But I am again reminded that hope is a discipline, and the offering that a new year brings to bend the arc closer towards justice. It is the year of the rabbit in the Chinese zodiac calendar, which brings a year of prosperity, abundance, and hope. If you add the numbers in 2023, it equals 7, which in numerology signifies inward reflection. To me, that means 2023 provides an opening for us to look within and more deeply understand our roles in bringing forth the outcomes we seek by tapping into the generosity in our circles and giving space to dream. And we don't have to do it alone. We can look within our communities, movements, and organizations. 2023 marks BISC's 25th anniversary year, a year where we are doing our own inward reflection of the last 5 years of impact, growth, and forward momentum towards building an equitable and just world. As we enter this year and navigate these continually turbulent times, it is important as an organization to reground ourselves in who we are, what we stand for, and our strategic framework. Each guide us and clarify our purpose. When I am wavering, lost, and unable to understand the path forward, I often turn to these documents to set me back on course. So what does 2023 hold for BISC? A lot. We are coming off an incredible year of victories in 2022, which means the road ahead is a year of implementation, incubation, and capacity building, while also defending the people's tool. Throughout the year, BISC will support our partners in implementing their 2022 victories and delivering for their communities. Without letting the dust settle in 2022, we instantly moved into defending direct democracy in states like Ohio and Missouri, where state legislators are trying to change the rules to limit the ability of citizens to bring forth and pass ballot measures. We're also working closely with our partners to understand the ballot measure landscape and supporting the incubation efforts to build off the successes of the last 4 election cycles on economic justice, democracy, healthcare, reproductive freedom issues, and more. As we move through the incubation period of the 360 ballot measure life cycle, We are helping partners with exploratory research and strengthening and building coalitions through BIS Declaration of Equity and Accountability. The tools, resources, and support we supply to partners will help folks move towards the decision-making phase of whether to move forward with a campaign. Additionally, we will be working with our partners to address some of the challenges they encountered during the qualification phase, specifically with signature gathering. Finally, throughout the year, we will continue to support our peer learning communities to share best practices and get real-time support as they move through the 360 ballot measure lifecycle. All of this supports our capacity-building efforts, which will culminate in the return of our signature in-person trainings to support equitable and winning campaigns. I've just scratched the surface of how BISC is working to strengthen our democracy and support efforts to build a world where people live with dignity and thrive in 2023. Every step along the way, we will continue to ensure the people and communities, specifically Black, Latinx, Asian Pacific Islander, Indigenous, and young people, are centered and included in our ballot measure dreams. In fact, since 2023 is our 25th anniversary year, we hope to include you in our dream making for the next 25 years as we convene our communities at events like our annual Road Ahead conference. There is so much possibility ahead, which is helping refill my well and move forward. Over the end of the year break, I listened to the audiobook of The House in the Cerulean Sea with my daughter on a road trip, which filled me with hope for the world we can build if we accept, protect, and love each other. One of the characters had this to say about wishes. Sometimes all it took to make them come true was a first step. So although I have felt stuck and slow to start 2023, I am taking the first step by speaking into existence my wish for 2023. I wish that 2023 be prosperous, joyful year for all of us, filled with radical dreaming of our future. Adelante.